Yeah, that's right. Flula, milkman, party times!
Live from San Luis Obispo, this is Hurricane and Scroggs. I am JD Scroggin. He is the Hurricane, but you can call him Owen Main.
Word.
Owen, what's happening, man?
Not too much. How are you?
I'm doing good. If you couldn't tell, I feel extra peppy today.
Do you? I wonder why.
You couldn't tell? Am I?
I could tell.
Live.
Your Michael Buffer moment?
Yeah, maybe I had a Coke.
Did you have a Coke today?
No.
No, you don't drink Coke.
No.
You're like my wife. You drink like water. And like if it's a special occasion, you'll have like apple juice or some kind of cider.
Juice, lemonade. I try to limit sugar.
Yeah, what?
More people are doing that. Am I good at not having sugar? No. Yeah. But I try.
Okay.
Yeah. And soda is the number one suspect.
I'm really bad at not. Oh, really? So you do drink soda?
No, I try not to.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I mean, I have it sometimes, but I try not to.
I don't.
Because it's too sugary.
I try not to have soda. I've been doing a pretty good job of like limiting myself to 0 to 2 a week for the last almost month now. So it was like an almost everyday occurrence. And when I'd go to a game and like drink a soda, I'd come home and just be amped like for the rest of time, for the rest of like the night.
Yeah. Coming home.
I was like, I want to stay up later than I should. And then I'm tired
the next
day.
That's a little bit more innocent.
And I feel like, you know, crap the next day because I stayed up too late and I was, you know, just wired. You just have this wired feeling from caffeine. So
yeah.
There you go. People are addicted to caffeine. People who need coffee and stuff in the morning. Yeah, I try to. I'm not a coffee drinker.
Yeah, either. I don't drink coffee either.
Yeah,
I feel like I'm burying my soul. I don't drink alcohol. I don't drink coffee. I try not to drink soda.
Dude,
I guess I do just drink water.
You're pretty healthy, JD Scroggin.
And then you saw me, and then that whole idea went out the window.
Yeah, I don't know. You're yeah.
We need to be more healthy, though, Owen. I think.
Yeah,
lesson.
I need to like do like a health challenge that includes working out and eating right, because I've been eating a little bit better, so I haven't been gaining weight lately. But I've also been working out like the last month has been probably the least I've ever worked out in my whole life, like the least I've ever moved. So it's kind of an interesting like trade off, because I don't think I've gained weight, but I've also not moved.
So. Yeah, well, your kid is turned one a little while ago,
yeah,
a few months ago,
yeah,
and is now walking around.
So the moving I'm doing is chasing her, I guess.
Yeah, you're going to be doing a lot more of that, let me tell you. Yeah. Yes. Once your kid starts being mobile, then you're like running around to cut him off at every pass.
When I say move, I mean like broken a sweat, really like got a workout in. I haven't done that in a very, very long time, and now I'm almost like afraid to. There's like a fear of like, how's that going to feel? How painful is that going to be? Because I know what happens when I like didn't play basketball for like a month, but I still rode my bike, and then I went and tried to play basketball, and how much that hurt. I haven't, my bike tires are all in here and they're all flat. Like I'm needing to get back into the swing.
Baby bench press might help you.
Baby bench press? Okay.
Yeah. Like I used to do that with my son. I invented it, actually. It is a real thing because I made it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to pick up my son and have his chest in one hand and his crotch in the other hand and just go and like push him up and down. And he thinks it's fun because he's like, woo, I'm flying. I'm Superman. And I'm just going,
just bench pressing him.
Yeah. And you're only bench pressing like, you know, whatever.
25 pounds.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. 25 to 35 pounds or whatever.
But right. How much does your kid weigh now?
You do a lot of reps and it's like, you know, it's tone. You're toning.
How much does your kid weigh now?
Like 35, 36 pounds, something like that.
Nice, nice. And I think this is an amazing segue into our most popular segment that we do a lot of the time at the beginning, because sometimes he loses a pound or two potentially at a time. And I know you have a special segment of what's crapping him.
Yes. Yeah. I was wondering where you're going with that, because I'm like, wait a second. He's going to segue. Where's he going to segue to this? Kids pooping.
Yeah. What's crapping in?
Yep. What's crapping in this week? Then this week, I'm going to take a little departure from what's crapping in. You've kind of become used to us bringing you every week.
I'm really sorry.
Basically, like the newsiest poop story of the week, something that you can use in your home life that
truly
will improve,
I apologize,
something that will improve your quality of life or your health, you know, or your humor.
Yeah.
But I didn't look up a story this week, not because I was being lazy, but because there was something I wanted to.
You have your own personal what's crapping in this
I wanted to kind of go on a rant a little bit because.
Please.
Yeah, because, well, we'll just lay it out here. My son is just turned 3, and he's so close to being potty trained, like completely and out of diapers completely, that I can nearly taste it. And it's like.
Poor choice of words?
No, not poor choice. I'm like, I'm so ready to be done with diapers. And he's so close. So congratulations to him. Because it's like, you know, it you get in a groove with diapers where it's like, oh, you know, they pee, they poop, you change them, whatever. And then you're okay with it.
Yep.
But then when you're potty training, like, I don't know if anybody's ever told you this or not, Owen. when you're potty training, they poop, like, and sometimes it goes in places not where it's supposed to go. Like, you know, like last week he tried to go on the potty, and my wife was doing something else, so she didn't watch him. She got up and went in the other room. And so he got up and he wasn't supervised, and then went to the living room and left a trail of poo, like on the floor. Like, it just, and he's walking like this, and like, you can see it coming out in like droplets, like boop, boop. Boop. It's like it's like an industrial machine. It was like an industrial machine making like Hershey's Kisses. Like, it was,
what do you
like,
call those machines that plant seeds along the way?
Yeah, pretty much that's what it was. I swear I heard the Looney Tunes song, like, so yeah, it was all over the place. It was in the
pants
carpet.
Around his ankles.
Yeah, well, yeah, he had his undies down, like, and you know, and it's all over the rug. It's all over the wood floor. Like, the whole living room smelled for like.
A while.
A day and a half.
Really?
It
took that long?
Like poop. Yes. And because we had to go get special carpet cleaner for our rug, because we don't have carpets, so we didn't have any like carpet cleaners.
But
so
there
was
a rug in the living room?
Yes.
Oh no.
Oh man.
Our dog has thrown up and you know, pooed on our rug before, for whatever reason, whether she was mad or whatever when she was a puppy. And yeah, that's not pleasant.
Yeah.
It's why you can't have nice things.
Yes. So this is what I'm here to tell you, Owen.
Okay.
Because your kids, one, like, we talked about this too a couple weeks ago, and you were like really nonchalant about the whole thing.
I'll tell you why in a second, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, we'll tell you why in a second, because I'm like, blah, blah, blah. I know. But I'm here to tell you, Owen, you don't know. Like,
okay.
You, changing your little one-year-old poopy diapers, I'm telling you, you have no concept of like how bad it's going to get before it gets better. Like, that's what I'm saying. You're in the groove right now where like you're introducing foods and all that kind of stuff, and you've got
foods have been introduced.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you're getting a varied diet now, so you're getting a little bit of worse smell along with the poops than it was when it was just you breastfeeding or bottle or whatever.
Yeah, I mean,
but
that's
I'm
been
telling
going on
you,
for like 6 months.
But I'm telling you, dude, you have no idea. Like, you're nonchalant going around. Like, look at the look on your face. You're like smiling. You're like, I'm the king of.
I'll tell you why in a second.
I'm the king of diapers. Yeah, yeah, tell me why. Because
okay. So here's the thing. Here's why I'm not as worried about the crazy transition. Is that every time she poops, we have cloth diapers. We are a cloth diaper family for the most part. We use some disposables, like if we're out on a trip somewhere or if she's getting watched by somebody else, but generally speaking, she uses cloth diapers both at home and at daycare. And so at daycare, what they do is they don't dump the poop out of the cloth diaper. They just fold it up in the cloth diaper. That bag that you just stepped on the way in here had poop folded up in cloth diapers that we have to reach into, sort out, and the ones that have poop in them still, we have to take to the bathroom, and we have to somehow drop the poop in the toilet without the cloth diaper falling in the toilet. There's a spatula and a cup on the back of our toilet that is used for just that. And so it's not like we can just wrap up the poop in the diaper and get rid of it quick. It's a whole experience. And when you're home alone with the kid, which you know, both of us are sometimes, but Jenny especially, you have to like change the diaper, put the poopy diaper in a place that the dog or the kid can't get it, put the new diaper on the kid, put the kid in the crib so that they don't get into trouble while you're trying to battle getting the poop into the toilet. And some poop is easier than other poop. Some comes off the cloth diaper in one piece, but some you really have to play with a little bit in terms of getting it off of there. You have to spatula it. You got to rinse it off in the toilet water. And then you feel like you just want to bathe in bleach afterwards. And so the disgustingness of this, while I understand what you're saying, or I think I do.
You have no clue.
I think I do.
Here we let me cut you off right there. And here we come to the what's crapping of the week. Because I'm going to let you guys in on a little secret. Like a couple weeks ago, Owen and I were having this discussion, and he was acting all high and mighty because he has cloth diapers.
I'm not saying
He gets one of these cloth diapers.
I'm just saying it's gross.
Okay, Owen gets one of these cloth diapers. Okay, he takes it out of the laundry. And he
takes a clean one that's been through like a 2 hour cycle
now he's
in
just,
the hot water.
Yeah. He has just explained to you how he takes the spatula and scoops it in the toilet and the whole process of how nasty it is.
Because you had a grossed out look when I'm trying to tell you about this.
He took the diaper and he's like wiping it on his face. He's like rubbing it on his neck and wearing it on his face and like smearing.
On my head, not on my face.
No, dude, it was like Buffalo Bill from Silence of the Lambs wearing the dead girl's skin. It was disgusting. I thought you were
I was trying to show you how not disgusting they are after they're washed.
That's what it reminded me of.
Because you were giving me a look like, oh, you guys use cloth diapers. That's so gross.
No, remember that scene?
That's so unsanitary. Yes, I know the scene.
Remember
it puts the lotion on the skin or
yes.
It gets the hose,
remember
JD.
No. Remember the scene.
It puts the lotion on the skin or it gets the hose.
Remember the scene where he's got the dog and he's like going around in his nightgown or whatever, and he like tucks his wiener under and he's like going woo doo 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 doo, and he goes like that and does a dance and is like, you know, putting himself out there. That's the visions of what I had, you know, to a different degree. You're wearing this little cloth diaper around going doo 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 doo, like rubbing it on your face and wiping it in your neck.
Sorry for scarring you forever,
Jamie. Dude, it was disgusting. And then you tried to play it off like, oh, it's clean.
It's clean. That's clean. That was my whole point by showing you the thing was that it's clean.
That was disgusting, dude. I can't believe you took that cloth diaper knowing how dirty it's been and like how you have to clean it and then started wiping it on your skin. I should have gave you the hose after that one.
It's not that gross, number one. Cloth diapers get cleaned. That's the whole point. And number three.
It's not gross.
I'm trying to say, you're just telling me how gross diapers are.
It's gross.
How gross poop is. Yes, poop is gross. I'm saying I'm not going to be fazed by it, JD's.
Okay, but I'm telling you, first of all, I'm telling you that wiping it on your face was gross. Second of all,
I didn't wipe poop on my face just to be super clear.
You wiped
the
diaper on your face, and
it was a clean diaper.
It was used. It was clean, but it was used.
Oh my
It wasn't fresh from the store.
Have you ever used an old like cloth diaper as like a rag on your car? Lots of people do. Wiping poop
on
their
car? Okay, my car. I don't wipe it on my face.
Oh my God.
I'm not going to take it to the YMCA.
Oh,
and,
my God. It's not like I was, like, wiping it hard on my face. I put it over my head, and I made a face at JD to try to gross him out a little bit and to try to show him that it wasn't that bad.
I got the feeling, though, that you did that a lot. Like, that wasn't the first time you'd done that.
No.
Like,
that,
you do it alone.
I don't do it alone. I don't do it a lot.
I had the feeling that this was, like, a parlor trick that you do for all your friends.
No. Just for you, JD. Just for you.
Yeah. Well, it was gross. Well, first of all, you were doing that, which is gross. So I thought we had to like put that out on Front Street.
It's not like I licked it.
And number two, like your 1 year old poops are.
She's almost a year and a half.
Okay. Your 1 year old and a half poops. Dude, it's. Just wait. Just you wait, Henry Higgins, because it's going to be like disgusting. You think it's okay now, but it gets like exponentially worse. Trust me. Once they're like. Two, and God forbid three. If your daughter takes that long, it's not good, man.
She's gonna be potty trained before two. I'm convinced.
Girls are usually quicker, they say. Yeah. So hopefully for your case, like you don't go all the way to three. Because if you went all the way to three, you wouldn't be bathing.
She holds it at night a lot of the time, and like yeah, she's aware. So I'm hoping it's not you know a horrible thing.
Well, call me when she's three if she's still in diapers, and then
tell you that you're wrong, and then tell you that you're wrong,
and then put them on your head.
Wrong.
And see what happens.
We won't be using cloth diapers still.
And let me rub it.
I've actually been trying to petition because the poop has been getting grosser over the last 4 or 5 or 6 months to switch to, you know, hey, we did the cloth diaper thing. It probably saved us a little money. It definitely saved the environment for a year. Let's go back to the disposables. We had to use disposables when she was really little because the cloth were still too big, even the smallest cloth diapers.
Yeah.
And I'm ready to go back, I think, but you know, it's not really my decision either. So I wanted to transition too from what's crapping. I think 10
well, hold
minutes.
On, let me ask you
I think 10 minutes is like a
yeah,
good
yeah,
amount
yeah,
of
yeah.
time to spend on.
Let me ask
talk.
You one more thing.
Okay.
Just because I'm curious.
Yeah.
Every time I think about potty training my son, I'm like, oh man, he's old. I need to potty train him. He needs to get out. Like, I'm so close. He's almost done. then I start thinking, like, he's almost done, but, like, our parents are getting older, and there's going to be a point, too, where, like, they're not going to be able to hold it anymore.
Yeah.
How gross is that going to be? Are you going to, like, want to... Yeah. You're going to take your parents' cloth diapers and be like, whoopity-doo, look, it's on my face.
Yeah, so there's... I mean, that's... That's definitely like a stage of life. Like the being a parent thing is a stage of life that culturally everybody's relatively prepared for, like in terms of changing diapers and stuff when a kid is born. But it's like the unspoken part of like season of life when your parents get really old. And some people don't have to deal with that for whatever reason. Their parents go quickly or there's a, you know, there's something that happens. There's not that kind of long drawn out quality of life.
Will you or won't you?
If I have to, I'll do what I have to.
Wipe your parents' buns.
I'll do what I have to.
Will you put their diapers on your face?
No, JD, they'll be not in those kinds of diapers. They're not going to have reusable diapers as adults.
Okay. I dare you.
Oh my God.
That if one of your parents needs to use diapers, that you make them use cloth.
No, I won't make them use cloth. And that you, I'm not doing that.
You put the clean cloth on your face.
No. Not going to use cloth, but I will say, you know, it is an interesting subject to talk about. Like, oh yes, I would be scared of that. Yes. But you know, that is something that like everybody has to deal with at some point, and whether you have like somebody there helping with that kind of stuff that you can pay to do that, or whether, you know, you have to do it yourself. You know, that's a definitely, something that people don't talk about probably often enough in terms of like, you know, elder care and caring for, you know, family members, because that's something that happens a lot. I wanted to get into caring for
caring
for something else, actually, JD Scroggin. Caring for somebody's floor. We talked about the poop running across the floor, but there was a gentleman in a hotel in Massachusetts.
Oh yeah, this one. Okay, yeah. I this is news to me. So go ahead.
So
break
I saw
the
this.
News.
I think the Slow City News Twitter account tweeted it, but it was from KSBY, and I just looked it up and I found it on another website. So you can just look up like aggressive mopper or aggressive.
But this isn't here.
This isn't here. This is in Massachusetts.
Okay.
So it's not your slow, or Connecticut, excuse me, not your slow news day.
But we have a slow news day and it's going to be a doozy.
We'll get there in a second.
Doozy.
This is the Connecticut news day.
Yes.
Here's the
con news.
Here's the story.
Kind of like Con Air. Remember Con Air? This is con
Nicolas
news.
Nicolas Cage, Steve Buscemi.
Uh-huh.
John Malkovich?
Yes.
Yeah. That was a good movie. What was his name? He had an awesome name in that movie. Think about it.
Oh yes, I don't remember. That was weird.
He called his wife Humminbird. Humminbird. All right. Here's the story.
Con news.
And I quote from blogs.findlaw.com: An aggressive mopper at a Connecticut hotel was arrested on Monday after allegedly terrifying hotel staff and taking the cleaning into his own hands. John Thornton, 30.
Wait. Let's just hold on there. It sounds to me like a guy got arrested for doing his job.
So, that's not the case.
His job isn't to mop?
John Thornton, 30, apparently wasn't satisfied with the job that a hotel employee was doing with her mop because he grabbed the cleaning tool from her and started his aggressive mopping, as police report described it. The hotel worker was left shaken and crying, Hartford's WFSB-TV reports. Yes, aggressive mopping is weird, but is it illegal? And they go on to talk about... whether aggressive mopping is illegal.
Wait, so hold on. He got pinched because he was mopping the floor too hard or because he took the mop away?
It wasn't his job. He didn't work at the hotel.
So, well, but I mean, just so we're clear, he got pinched because he was mopping too hard the floor or because he took the mop away
the
and
KSBY,
it wasn't his mop?
The KSBY story talks it. Describes it better. It says he grabbed a mop out of a hotel employee's hands and was, quote, mopping aggressively over the worker's shoes.
Oh, see? This is like assault now.
Officers responding to the Bristol Hotel were told a man had become unruly, grabbed the mop, and swept it back and forth over the woman's shoes. When an employee asked the man to stop, police say he turned his back and pushed her into a corner. Police say the woman was shaken and crying. He also insulted and swore at the officers during the arrest, threatening them with bodily harm, and got released on a $20,000 bond. as well. And that's the end of the story.
Yeah, but I always want to know, like, what's actually being said by this guy, like this douchebag guy. Like, what's he actually saying?
Oh, it's in the police report. It's probably just so bad that they can't publish it, like, in the AP report, right? So it's probably like a
ton of
bad
words. Theorize. What do you think he's saying? Like, what do you think he's saying? Come here, give me that mop. And then he starts mopping. Well, like, but what?
Maybe he was like,
what
maybe
sets this off? That's maybe what I want to know. What was the incendiary?
I'm picturing maybe she like she's mopping the lobby or something, and she like mops and like hits one of his suitcases by accident with the mop, or hits his shoes with the mop by accident or something. And he's sitting there, and she's trying to mop around him, but she mops too close, and he's fed up with it, and he's probably already had a bad day or whatever. This is all, of course, made up by me. But then he says, "Fine, let me show you how to mop." And he pulls the mop out of her hands, and he starts mopping. How do you like it when you get your shoes mopped over? Huh? How do you like it? And then, and then people are like, "Dude, chill out." And he says, "No, I'm gonna mop because she doesn't know how." And then like he like turns and like knocks her over maybe, and yeah. And
it's like a hockey check.
The rest is
he gets high sticking
hip check. Yeah, maybe a little bit, you know. And once you get going like that on one of those, you know, rampages, a mop rampage, and of course, you know, if you've already having a bad day and if you've had a
my wife would go on a mop rampage
when you already have, you know, a bad day and then you go on a mop rampage, you're gonna take it to the next level when the cops get there, right? And so I'm sure he's calling them all the names in the book and telling them,
well, how long did it take the cops to get there?
I don't know, it didn't say.
Well, what's the, let's like
10 minutes?
Theorize. Yeah, the police response.
So probably by the time the cops get there, he's probably sitting in his chair.
If you're a cop, like how fast would you go there? If someone called and said, "Hey, there's a mop disturbance at
the
hotel."
Judging that it took like
Is that a lights and sirens excuse?
Yeah. Judging that it took a solid maybe like 7 minutes for cops to get here when I called and told them my car was being broken into, you know, I'd say probably 10 to 15. I don't know. It's okay. Hartford, I guess.
So he's mopping for a good 15 minutes, possibly,
before the cops even get there. Or he stops, yeah. Maybe he mops the whole lobby. Maybe they wait a little while.
If he stopped, then why didn't he just go to his room?
Because they had already called the cops, probably, and they're knew
like,
the cops
you don't,
were coming.
You stay here.
He's all, fine, call the cops.
Yeah, fine. I'll tell him.
I'll tell him
how she wasn't mopping right.
How she mopped over my shoes, so I mopped over hers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's this is like eye for an eye.
Do you think that's what happened? I don't know.
I need more details.
Yeah. I'm sure details will be forthcoming. Maybe. Probably not, actually.
Yeah.
There's nothing in it for a news organization to dig deeper except for clicks.
Yeah.
So maybe they should.
Well, you clicked on it.
I did click on it, and KSBY was reap the benefits.
Yeah. What? Let me ask you this. You saw it on Twitter?
Yep.
What made you click on this?
Let me find it. It's on...
Because something piqued your interest. You were like, whoa, I need to see that. Not only did I need to see that, I need to tell everyone about it.
It was on the Slow News. And look at Slow News. The two out of the top three are Coast Union High School sports stories, probably from the Tribune.
Dang right.
Or the Cambrian, probably.
It doesn't matter. Same thing. SanLuisObispo.com, peeps.
All right. So let's see here. See if I can.
Oh. While Owen's going looking that up, you can look and try and see if you can find the mop story. It's probably on SanLuisObispo.com.
Yeah,
too.
Slow News. The Twitter was Connecticut man accused of quote mopping aggressively, and I needed to see what it was, so I clicked it.
And that was you were like, well, I need to learn how to mop aggressively.
Yeah. M O P.
Yeah.
M O P A.
Do you
kind
of wish people would accuse you of mopping aggressively?
No.
Like, what if somebody said, man, you know Owen? Yeah, like, yeah, I know
that
Owen.
Dude mops aggressively.
He mops aggressively. Like, isn't that kind of a like compliment? Did you think it was going to be a positive story, or did you think it was going to be a crime?
No, it said the guy was accused, so I thought, yeah. Not like, not commended
for. So if you're, anytime you're accused of anything, it's bad.
Yeah. That's supposed to be like commended for mopping aggressively.
Yeah.
Like awarded for mopping aggressively.
Yeah.
No.
Well, you were pretty proud of putting that diaper on your face, even though I accused you of putting the diaper on your face. You were pretty happy with yourself.
I'm not happy with myself anymore for it, JD. And it was on my head mostly. Oh my God. It's the grossest thing ever. Now that I think about it, it's the grossest thing ever.
Now you're coming to my side?
No. I mean, it's just gross that's how you thought about it.
Yeah. Well, maybe there was
your brain is gross.
Well, maybe there was some poop on the floor at this place.
Probably.
That could have been what started it all.
Probably not.
Maybe the woman, the reason she mopped his shoe is because he had some, you know, like dog feces on it.
Nah, probably not. But
stepped,
maybe, yeah.
He stepped in a dog poop. The woman's like, let me get that for you. And then he's like, hey, this isn't a shoe shine joint.
This story is devolving.
Give me your mop. How do you like it?
This story is devolving into another poop story. So let's move on to our slow news day. J.D. Scroggin.
Yeah, I already name dropped SanLuisObispo.com.
SanLuisObispo.com. Yes, the Tribune.
This story comes every week. We try to bring you a story from Slowtown, from the Central Coast. I won't limit to Slowtown because, you know, people talk about, you know, Slowtown, but it's kind of like the, you know, the whole county has kind of a Slowtown feel to it. You know,
yep.
Small towns,
yep.
That kind of thing. And every once in a while we have like really cool news that, you know, kind of describes our slice of life here on the Central Coast. And this one is one. And you can give some good expertise on this one because this one comes from your neck of the woods.
Can I set it up?
Sure.
So on the way home from Santa Barbara last weekend, we stopped for gas in Buellton. And apparently Buellton and Solvang have a scarecrow festival that they do, but it lasts like a month. So I would imagine that people set up their scarecrows out front of their house. Maybe there's a place where they go to do it, etc. And I wondered to myself, does anybody else do these scarecrow festivals? Because I didn't know of one from when I was growing up, but apparently something has popped up in a little village that I know quite well, the village of Cambria.
Yeah. Wait, so you don't know about the famous, world famous Cambria
scarecrow?
Scarecrow festival?
I don't know that they did it in 98, 97, 96.
You don't know anything about it at all?
No, not really.
Oh, man. So this isn't a long-standing,
I feel like it's
Cambria
a newer
tradition?
Deal. I mean, people probably believe it is now. I don't know. Maybe it is.
Did they steal it from Solvang?
Could be. I wouldn't put it past
that's
them.
Not good.
Well, anyway.
You can't be stealing the festivals from other towns.
I don't know the history.
They're not even, that's not even that far away.
I'm not going to guess at that.
Okay. Anyways, well, this story comes from Cambria. Dateline, Cambria. This is from the Cambrian, but you can find it at SanLuisObispo.com, the story. Lady Gaga scarecrow stolen from Cambria residential neighborhood.
Stop the presses.
Yes, stop the presses. Apparently, there was a woman, her name is Michelle Costa, who said her Lady Gaga scarecrow was stolen Wednesday afternoon from her home on Randall Drive. Costa, who has displayed her scarecrows in the past, said a neighbor witnessed the theft and gave chase.
Gave chase.
But was unable to follow the thief.
Was the suspect described in the story?
Yes. Well, no. This dude, there's also a Craigslist posting that goes along with this news story that I'm going to read that is hilarious. Like, it's way better than the news story. But okay. I gotta preface the
who's the news story by?
Solid
who's
news.
The news story by?
It's a Cambrian staff report.
Okay. All right.
Anyways.
Everybody's on it right now. Everybody's working on it 24/7 in Cambria.
Yes. It's team coverage.
Total team coverage.
Anyways.
News team assemble.
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry.
Spanish language news is here. This woman, Costa, says that the thief was pretty bold because it happened at 3 in the afternoon.
Wow.
So you've got someone at 3 in the afternoon walking around stealing scarecrows. Not just scarecrows, but a Lady Gaga scarecrow. And look
the
at this
scarecrow.
Have you seen the picture?
Let's
of this
be
thing?
Real. It's the scarecrow of the season.
Yeah. Well, like if you hear,
let me
like,
see.
I'm going to detail all what went into making this thing, and
let
it's
me
like
see.
Crazy. Okay. Look. Here it is. Here's the picture right here.
Oh, God.
Doesn't that look like Lady Gaga?
It looks. Hang on. It looks like something. It looks like a puppet from the Broadway off Broadway show Avenue Q. That I saw when I was in New York.
Okay, nobody knows what that is. It looks like Janice from the Muppets.
Yes, exactly.
With
exactly.
Like Lady Gaga clothes on.
And like a sweet, like some kind of poofy thing on her head.
Yeah, like total, but that's like Lady Gaga.
Like Lady Gaga, who was at Hearst Castle. So she spent some time in Cambria a year or so ago.
Maybe that's an outfit that Lady Gaga was wearing when she went to Hearst Castle.
Yeah, probably not.
It could be.
Probably not.
Anyways, so.
All right. I want to hear the Craigslist post.
Okay, let's go to the Craigslist post because that's kind of better than the story. But the story is good too. Share the story if you see it.
Share it.
So, and I'm pretty sure this has to be what the story came from because this Craigslist post is
like somebody saw it on
amazing.
Craigslist and then alerted the Cambrian.
It has to be.
Okay.
It says here, let's see, stolen from Ocean Pines area, Lady Gaga scarecrow that took 2 months to make. My granddaughter is heartbroken. Apparently, this is a grandma who lost this. That theft was witnessed by a neighbor. They are looking for a gold older square type VW van driven by a white male, perhaps 40-ish, described as lanky tall, maybe 6 feet tall, thin to medium build, possibly light colored hair, not short, might have been longish. And he maybe even had a short beard.
Maybe.
Possibly.
The light yellow VW van would be the best indicator, you'd think. There aren't a ton of those around anymore.
Hold on. First of all, I got to say this. Like, what's the motive to do this? You're a tallish, thinnish... 40-year-old with a VW van. Why are you trying to steal a Lady Gaga scarecrow?
You're probably not a farmer because you have a VW van, not like a truck. And if you're, you know, if you're a farmer in a truck and you want to scare some crows, you know, scare some birds with that Lady Gaga in the middle of your field, like, that's at least useful. You're at least putting it to use at that point. But yeah, that's not what this guy's in a van.
I feel
van.
Like he's this a, guy is going to do...
He's a hippie in a van.
I feel like he's going to do some unsavory things to the Lady Gaga scarecrow. I feel like... Because why would he lift it? What are you going to do with it?
I don't know.
What's he going to do? That's what I want to know. That's the mystery.
I feel like the greatest thing to do would be to like hold it for a joke public ransom and be make it like... Maybe they stole it themselves and they're going to like post a ransom.
Oh, that's
too.
Right. Because you asked me when I told you about this, you're like, oh, is the Craigslist post the person who stole it like putting a ransom note?
That would be amazing.
But then the cops would just go pick him up.
I don't think you can just know where that person's coming from, especially if they go to like an internet cafe to post it. I feel like, just like in the movies, I feel like the way that cops pick up Craigslist guys who are trying to sell stuff is they actually respond and say, I want that.
Yeah. How would that sting go? How would that sting go? Hey, man, you got the Lady Gaga scarecrow?
Yeah, you're not the cops, are you?
No.
Yeah, I totally got it. You want to meet at the Walmart parking lot?
Sure.
Okay. 3 o'clock.
Yeah. Well, like what? See how easy that was? Right. See, why wouldn't you just do that?
Well,
hey man, I'm definitely not the cops. Okay. Just so you know.
Yeah. I'm not really selling it. I'll meet you, but I'm not going to have the scarecrow with me just in case.
Yeah. So you'd have to bring the trunk full of money first.
Bring the trunk full of money. The scarecrow's buried with only 12 hours of oxygen to live. Yeah. I don't know. I got nothing.
I think the cops would totally figure it out anyways. If this was
an actual priority for the San Luis Obispo County Sheriff's Department.
I think it just may be though, because I mean, like, what else is going on? It's a slow news day. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, there's not much happening. You said the police came to your house in 8 minutes.
The slow city police.
Do you think the Fresno police would come to your house in 8 minutes if you called and said someone's breaking into your car?
I don't know.
They probably wouldn't even show up.
You're the one who grew up in Fresno.
I'm telling you, they probably wouldn't even show up.
Seriously.
Yeah, they'd show up like 3 hours later and be like, where is he?
I hear stories about like in LA, like somebody crashed their car into somebody's house and they called and said, somebody just crashed their car into my house. And they were like, go check it out and tell us if anybody's hurt.
Yeah, totally. Dude, I'm telling you, in the big cities, man, like you're not going to get, the cops aren't going to get out of their bed for anything short of like.
What do you pay taxes for? I don't understand.
You pay taxes so they can get the SWAT team to go do the gang sweeps.
Okay. So...
I think this might be priority number one for whatever, slow sheriffs.
I'll investigate with Cambria. My sheriff's department sources.
Well, it's kind of funny though, like 40-ish, lanky, tall, maybe 6 feet tall, thin to medium, possibly light colored hair, not short.
Shortish, tallish, you know, darkish, blondish
hair. I remember that commercial a few years back.
You know Sergio?
Yeah, you know Sergio? And they're like, Sergio, you know, the tallish, shortish guy with lightish, darkish hair. Like, you know Sergio?
Then they're partying with Bud Light.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then they got into, because they described him in that way, they got into the limo, they got to party, they go to the clubs.
Yeah. Are you Mr. Brooks? Yes, I am. Yeah, exactly.
Would you cop to it if you were the guy who stole the?
I think at this point, I don't know. I don't know if you're. No, I don't. I don't. I don't know. I don't think so. I think I just like put it somewhere and just like make sure people could see it. Like put it on a bench in town at like 2 a.m. Like get out of my yellow VW van really quick, dump it on the bench, and then drive away. and then somebody would find it, and that would be the right thing to do, probably.
Yeah. Well,
it's like the teacher saying, "I'm gonna leave the room, and whoever did it can put it on the desk, and nobody's getting in trouble."
Well, I just want to know too, who was giving chase? The neighbor that was giving chase, like,
How were they not able to chase a VW van? If I would have had my bicycle, I could probably chase a VW van. Like, did they not have a car? Maybe they ran.
Like, VW van doesn't go very fast.
If they had any car at all, they would have been able to keep up with it.
Yeah. I'm picturing
them running in flip flops in their like in a muumuu. I'm picturing a lady in a muumuu and flip flops.
Is that who the neighbor was that tried to intervene? You're picturing a woman
in a muumuu.
In a muumuu? Is that what you think when you think of Cambria?
No, but that's what I'm picturing when I picture this.
A scarecrow being stolen.
Yeah.
Well, like it says here, they were trying to fence the thing, or at least they thought that people would try to sell it, because it says here.
It's worth a lot of money.
Well, no, it says here at the end of the post, this scarecrow may show up at the Napomo swap meet this weekend, according to the deputy.
Oh.
Reward. And then it goes, reward.
Oh.
But apparently it didn't show up at the swap meet, or if it did, it didn't get it went under the radar, because this was posted.
It was in the back alley of the swap meet.
The post on Craigslist was 7 days ago, and then the Cambrian story comes out today or tomorrow.
So maybe they're trying to increase awareness, scarecrow theft awareness.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
under the category of like first world Cambria problems. Oh my God.
If you're wondering, here is what the scarecrow is wearing. Lady Gaga is wearing a white toga, has felt marker tattoos on arms that say LG and Gaga.
I bet they're authentic.
Yeah, bracelet. Well, I mean, can you authentic tattoo on a?
I mean, they're the real deal. Like that's probably what she also.
Well, I mean, it took 2 months to make. Oh, yeah. Like you got to get the tattoos.
It's probably
right.
Stitched.
Bracelets, white feather headdress, long blonde wig, pink G bling belt.
I think I can make that like between now and the time I go to bed tonight if I had the right materials.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It looks pretty intricate.
Yeah, but it also looks like that person from the Muppets that he's. Sorry, guys. I hate to be mean. But
you think they make those Muppets overnight?
I bet there's some cool scarecrows. I bet that one was one of the cooler ones. I'm sorry that person got it stolen. Hopefully they find the person. Hopefully they find or somebody sees it and calls the cops, and the cops actually respond to a call. Speaking of responding to a call, Mr. Scroggin, I'm like the king of segues today.
You handle all the segues on the show.
Speaking of responding to a call. Not always.
I never do any segues. I could just keep talking.
Well, because I'm looking at the time, and I'm looking at like, you know, how long our podcast goes, and I try to like pick up the pace sometimes when we've been on a topic for too long. Speaking of phones and responding, you and I both deal pretty often with coaches at Cal Poly in what we do. And I was watching the videotape today from the press conference yesterday that Tim Walsh had with the members of the media, including you, and you were there.
Yeah.
And there were a couple of other people.
This is Cal Poly football coach Tim Walsh.
Yeah, sorry for those of you who don't know. And Tim Walsh is a really good interview usually. He does, you know, he's on point with his responses. He's a better public speaker than probably either of us. And
Whoa.
He says
whoa,
I'm way less
to
than
say,
me.
Man?
That I'm not a very good public speaker and that he's really good. I won't speak for you. I'll let you be.
Yeah, you can speak for me.
Okay.
It's fine.
Yeah, so
you think you've heard us both speak. I mean, what do you think?
I think he does a better job on the Tim Walsh radio show, probably.
What?
Yeah.
Oh man, we're gonna have to have a throwdown, I think.
Maybe we'll have to have Tim Walsh on Hurricane and Scroggs after the season's over.
Hurricane and Scroggs versus the Tim Walsh show. That's how we would call that's the name of the podcast.
It's a mashup. It's a radio podcast mashup.
Yeah. Okay. We're gonna have to make this happen now.
Okay. So
it's gonna be a verse. Verse is how we're gonna say it.
Okay.
Us versus them.
Ah. Collision course.
Yeah.
Wasn't that Jay-Z and Linkin Park?
Yes.
Yeah.
We're going to be the Jay-Z. He's going to be the Linkin Park.
Okay. So there's lots of recorders up on the table next to him. There's the KSBY. Microphone. There are.
You're talking about the news conference.
At the news conference, yeah. At Cal Poly.
They do this thing like every Tuesday.
It's above Mott Athletic Center for members of the media to ask the questions. And it's kind of a nice one-stop shop for members of the media who can't get there every day during the week. You can actually get interviews with guys that can, you know, last you in terms of the whole week, in terms of stories. And if you really come prepared to ask the right questions, you can get a lot of stuff done in a press conference like that. Of course, I know you like to also, you know, have private conversations and make sure to get, you know, the whole story that you need to get to.
I get exclusives.
Yeah, you do.
Exclusive interviews.
And like you said on Twitter today, you know, they're always super accommodating. But during this kind of a press conference that they had, there's a lot of recorders up front on the table that the coach or the player who's being interviewed sits at.
Yeah.
And sometimes people recently have been using their phone as a recorder. We've both done it in a pinch. Maybe you
in
do
a
it
pinch,
all.
It's my main recorder.
Is it? now? Yeah. Okay. I know you used to have another one.
I used to have one, a digital recorder. That's all it was a digital recorder.
Right.
And I actually lost it in my most recent move.
Oh, no.
And so I went exclusively to phone after
that. That's like a $50 to $100 item.
Yeah, I don't remember how much it cost. It was probably like around 40 to 60, somewhere in that range.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. So, this guy has
a nice one. It was a Sony. If you find it,
is it red?
Let me know. Yeah, it is red. Do you have it?
No.
Have you seen it?
No.
Okay. If you've seen it, let me know. Like, email me at owen@fansmanship.com and let me know.
Is it Joshua Scroggin or JD Scroggin at the Tribune?
It's owen@fansmanship.com. If you've seen my red recorder or if you've seen the Lady Gaga scarecrow.
We will broker the return of the scarecrow if you have the scarecrow and you want to return it, we will take the scarecrow off your hands.
We'll handle it. And we won't call the cops. You just let us know where the scarecrow is
Joshua D. Scroggin at 805.
Yeah. If you first find the recorder, first of all, because I've been missing that. So find the recorder first. And then if you have time and
it's a countywide manhunt for JD Scroggin.
Yeah, don't call the cops. You know, they have plenty of other things to worry about and do, you know, like
the truck,
you know?
I can pick it up. We can get it back to Cambria. It'll be good.
Yeah.
Well, we can all settle this, like adults. So this phone that was sitting right next to Tim Walsh, it was actually angled up at him. So you could see it on the video. You could actually see the phone started. And I forget what kind of a noise it was, but it started ringing and it's not just a ring. It was like an actual noise. It was like blip, 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 blip. It was like some kind of a it wasn't even a song. It was like a sound effect. It was a total sound effect. And so I'm sitting there totally distracted by it. And I looked up and Tim was in the middle of a response to one of your questions, I think. And
maybe.
And he didn't. A normal human being at least pauses and looks at it for a second and like acknowledges that this is happening in front of it, less than a foot away from his mouth.
Yeah. There's this phone ringing.
There's this phone ringing and it's annoying. And he did not break stride. His eyes didn't go down. They didn't break gaze with wherever he was looking.
Yeah.
He continued on in his response and through some kind of Jedi power, never acknowledged that it was happening. The whoever's phone it was went up there and grabbed it in the middle of his.
Yeah.
And he didn't look.
Do you
at
want
the
me
guy?
To say whose phone it was?
Nah,
You
don't have to.
Should we publicly shame whoever's
you don't
phone
have
that
to.
Was?
I think I know who it was, and you don't have to.
It wasn't me.
I know. It was somebody from a radio, I think.
I can tell you.
I know.
Do you want me to confirm or deny that it was someone from
the
radio?
Okay.
Do you want me to confirm or deny that it was someone from a radio?
Yes. You can just say it was someone from the radio or not.
It was someone from the radio.
Okay. That's all I need to know. Yeah. I know who it was. And I actually met that guy a little while ago, and he seems like a really nice guy, so I don't want to call him out too hard. But it was really funny.
So all the five people
has
that
your
listen,
phone ever has so your all, phone ever rang? Has your phone ever rang during a press conference or during an interview?
No, is no. That, you put it on silent or airplane mode,
so you can put it. So you do go through the airplane mode thing ahead of time.
Well, I mean, as soon as that guy's phone rang, I immediately turned mine down. I was like, whoops, I better turn this down.
So it reminded you. It could have just as easily been you.
Well, let's not be hasty here.
Anyway,
I always put my phone in airplane mode when I'm doing interviews or when I'm taking video on my phone. I always put in airplane mode.
I was super impressed by Tim Walsh's.
That's a pro tip, kids. Write it down.
Airplane mode. I was super impressed by his non-response. I was super impressed by his continuing to answer, and he answered the question coherently and made sense. So
yeah, I think it would have been awesome if he did like picked it up and answered.
Yeah,
that's totally. What I always think is cool.
Totally, like when a comedian in the middle of an act and somebody's phone goes off, he's like, "Give me that phone." And like,
not even
know.
A comedian. Didn't like Krzyzewski do that at Duke? Didn't he like
answer, in the middle of a presser?
Yeah, in the middle of a news conference.
That would
he
be
like
awesome.
It was like a post game, and he like answered the phone, or he answered someone's text and texted him back.
That would be awesome. Who would be the best phone?
He texted him back. I love Duke.
Who would be the best?
It's that soundbite from the Dan Patrick Show.
Certainly. Oh, from the Jim Rome Show. It's the guy who used to coach at Virginia,
yes.
I think.
Duke is Duke. They're on TV more than Leave It to Bebe reruns. Yeah, yes, I know. Yeah, I've heard the impression by Jim Rome many, many times.
I was actually
if you've heard it once, you've heard it.
I was
a thousand
to Jim
times.
Rome the day that started, like the day after that
God.
Thing actually happened.
Yeah, so I think I was too. It was when we were in high school, right?
Maybe freshman year of college.
Yeah. Well, like basically anything, if you've heard it on Jim Rome, if you've heard it once, you've heard it a thousand times because they play it a thousand times in a row over and over and over and over.
And it gets funnier every time.
No, that's one of the reasons I don't listen anymore because it's just like.
I enjoy that stuff. That's the kind of humor I do like.
You like hearing the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over and over again.
In that context, I do enjoy it.
Yeah, see, maybe when I was in high school, and then, like, remember that one when Mills Lane was talking about Mike Tyson? He's like, that's when you know what that question is. And then they played it, that's when you know what that question is. Like, over and 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 over again. Then you're just like, like, in high school, I thought it was funny, but now when I tune into Jim Rome and I hear him do the same thing over
and over. A little bit more than he used to. He moderates that a little more.
I don't know, man. I just can't listen to it anymore. Maybe it's a sign of me being old and moldy, right. But like the same, hearing the same thing over and over and over again like that.
So who do you think at Cal Poly out of all the coaches would be the best person to pick up a phone? And who do you think could like be the funniest in an impromptu way, or who would be the funniest in an impromptu way if somebody did that?
Joe C.
Yeah,
it's
got to
be, right?
It's,
like he would answer it.
Yeah.
I don't know who else would answer it.
Yeah. Joe would be like, oh, whose phone is that? And he totally would, right?
I hope so. I hope that somebody would, because that would be awesome. I'd love to be in a news conference and then somebody answers, like the coach answers somebody's phone who's ringing.
Yeah. Yeah, I think everybody else is like a little bit either, I don't want to see Joe's not professional, but everybody else is like a little bit too, like Joe's professional, but like he's very engaging that way. And yeah. And not that other people aren't, but like he's kind of willing to go outside the box that way and do that.
Well, don't do the crime.
Yeah.
If you don't want someone to pick up your phone.
I agree.
Pick up the phone.
So,
you remember that?
No.
Oh, the
I just like it when you sing.
Dude, I remember being in high school. My friend Justin, Just used to love quoting this. Like, we would go over to my friend's house, Thatcher's house, and we would watch TV and movies and stuff all night.
Tell me
and
more.
And then eventually, like, the late night stuff comes on. And then, never fear, like, the late night stuff comes on. Then it's like the commercials for the, like, you know, party line or whatever. And it'd be like the girls going, pick up the phone. And they're like scantily clad.
We got Fishmasters around here. We didn't have the party line.
Wait, what?
Fishmasters.
What's Fishmasters?
Fishmasters. No, nothing.
What is that?
Oh, man. We're going to have to talk about Fishmasters next show.
Okay. It's like a whole thing.
It's a show. It's a TV show that came on after Saturday Night Live. It came on after Saturday Night Live.
Okay.
And you'll have to watch an online episode between now and next show.
Okay.
It's a half hour show. It was a locally produced show.
Nice.
One of the guys ended up getting in trouble. His wife was on KSBY, I think. And he got in trouble for some stuff that he did. And like they moved it, like I think, and she went off the air and they went away, I think. But it was a whole like little mini scandal. But the Fishmasters thing was something that a lot of my peers used to stay up on Saturday nights and stay up for Fishmasters. It was a fishing show. It was a local fishing show.
So in the urban center, we had Pleasure Line, and in the rural
Fishmasters
coastal area, you had Fishmasters.
It was incredible. Fishmasters was one of those like cult things in San Luis Obispo County that I think got a ton of let me see if I can play it, and let me see if you can watch it while we're still recording.
No, I'll watch it. Give me some homework. I'll watch it, and then the next time I'll come back. I can kind of hear it.
Can you see it? That's fish.
That ran on a network?
On KSBY, baby. I'm pretty sure.
This is like...
Fishmasters.
This is like Wayne's World.
Yeah.
It's like a fishing... it's like if Wayne and Garth did a fishing show.
Yeah. Kind of, actually. I think that might have been like the...
Is that what they were going for?
Maybe. It's amazing, right?
Yeah, but were they trying to be Wayne and Garth doing fishing?
Maybe. Like, if you actually watch
Is this the first time you're hearing this comparison?
No. Yeah, I mean...
You watch this... You mean to tell me you watch this religiously every Saturday night and you never made the connection that it looks like the Wayne's World version of Bassmasters?
What I said was a lot of my friends watched it religiously. I didn't necessarily.
Oh, okay.
It was way past my bedtime. Yeah. But
and nobody ever said, like, it's Wayne's World. It's Wayne's World.
Yeah, no.
It's Fishmasters.
Fishmasters! Yeah, it's our, like, local version of that. And it totally was a slow county thing. Like, my friends were way into it. Yeah, I don't know. You can watch an episode between now and then.
I think I will. Is there a special scandal episode that I need to watch?
No, the episodes weren't the scandal thing, but you can
what was the scandal?
I don't know all the details, and I there was a scandal. That's all I know. It might have involved somebody exposing themselves in public.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was...
Juicy.
It was a whole deal. Last thing, speaking of the weekend, this weekend, you're going up to Sacramento, and you've been telling me about this place called Squeeze In.
Yes.
So what's the scoop on Squeeze In?
Scoop on Squeeze In. Okay. Well, let me just preface this by saying, like, me and my wife, Back when we had cable, we used to be big fans of like the food shows.
Not Fishmasters, apparently.
I never saw Fishmasters. But like, you know, the diners, drive-ins, and dives, and the man versus food, and like the greasy spoon type places.
Top Chef?
No, not Top Chef. No. Greasy Spoon, I said.
Okay, Greasy Spoon, sorry.
Top Chef.
Jamie Oliver?
Top Chef, is that...
Jamie Oliver, Food Revolution?
Yeah. No.
Okay.
I mean, yes. I mean, is that... isn't that the rule of, like, improv that I'm supposed to just agree with it, whatever you say?
You can say no. It's okay.
No, I'll just agree.
Yeah, that was one food show, but we didn't watch it.
Yes. Yes, Top Chef. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
So tell me more.
So anyways, we'd watch those shows, and so then when we go out of town or take trips... Because, you know, only once ever did one of those shows come to SLO. It was when Man vs. Food went to the... what, are you wiping your... Are you pretending to wipe your face with that thing? So now you've contaminated... You've got contaminants from the diaper to your face, and then to your face to the microphone.
A week later, my face to the microphone.
Yes. I'm not... I'm using this microphone. I'd put my initials on it or something.
Yeah, you think I don't change them a lot.
Well, you're not changing them anymore.
Okay.
That's for sure.
Keep going. Sorry.
So every time we go out of town, we try to, you know, go to these, like, you know, food show
places. Check out
Yeah, because like I said, the one time it came to SLO was when Man vs. Food went to the Ribline.
Ribline. So if you came to SLO, then you go to Ribline.
Yeah. Well, when that show came on, I remember it distinctly because there was a game against South Dakota State, Cal Poly against South Dakota State, and the reporter from South Dakota State came, and he was just, like, so pumped to go to Ribline because...
Is that too much TV?
Yes.
Terry Vanderbeck.
Yes. Yeah. He was pumped to go to the Ribline because they had just had the show. And normally when people come to SLO, they're like, oh, I got to go to Firestone. You know,
he had to go to Ribline?
He had to go to Ribline because of the TV show. So, like, yeah, when we go to places, we try to go to, like, places that have been on those. We'll look up, like, oh, we're going to Sacramento. Which Sacramento places have been on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives? And we look and see if we can plot them out. Squeeze-In is one that was on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. And so anytime I go to Sacramento, I try to go there. After the first time I went there... And this is the shtick that they have. They have like a cheeseburger that they, when they're cooking it on the flat top, they pile on the cheddar cheese and then they squirt water and then on the grill and then they cover it with a thing, like a dome, and the water steams and it cooks the cheese, and the cheese like melts out in like a big skirt around the burger. It's called the skirt.
Okay.
Cheese skirt.
Okay.
And it's crispy and chewy and good. It's kind of like a cheesy gordita crunch.
Oh.
If you've ever had one of those,
I'm getting
Taco
hungry.
Bell.
I haven't eaten dinner yet. I'm getting hungry today. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like the same idea of the cheesy gordita crunch. Nice. It's like cheesy, crunchy, and chewy all in one. And it's just this layer of cheese that has been like kind of caramelized on the grill with this cheeseburger. So you can eat the cheese like a chip. You can pull it off the burger and eat it like a chip, or you can fold it into the burger and eat
it.
Nice,
you got options.
Yeah, you got options. And the buns there are spectacular. Like
spectacular.
Yeah, it's like they have whoever their baker is or wherever they get their buns from, it's like really good fluffy buns. So I'm going to go there when we go to the Sac State game this weekend.
Yeah, I'll go there. I hope I can be there at the same time you can. I'm going to head up to both. I think I'm going to try to go to the soccer game too, because I'm really interested in this men's soccer team and like what they're doing. I just think there's a really wide range still in terms of how they could finish and how this season could go. And that's kind of really interesting to me when there's like such a wide range. I think the football team's the same way right now in terms of having a really wide range of where they could end up. They could still end up, you know, with like two conference wins or three conference wins. They could end up with like, you know, five or six too. You know, it's like it's a pretty wide open thing right now. So that's really interesting. It's one of the fun things about watching sports and stuff. Yeah. You're nodding your head. I'm assuming that makes for good podcast.
Yeah.
A head nod.
Yeah.
So I'll see you.
That'd be cool if we just sat here and like did nonverbal things for a while.
Yeah. Like King of the Hill.
Or it'd be like, what was that song? Remember, this was when we were in like either middle school or high school. Remember that one, that song that just went.
Crash Test Dummies.
Yes.
I forget what the song was called, but
once there was this guy who, or something like
there's
that.
There's a
right?
good Weird Al version
da, da,
of it.
Da, 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 da. What was the Weird Al version?
I don't know.
Isn't that you should know that? I mean, Weird Al. You went to Cal Poly. You should know the whole catalog of Weird Al. It should be like required
Seriously,
listening.
Right now?
There should be a class on Weird Al.
It's called Headline News. The Weird Al version.
Okay. There should be a class on Weird Al, right?
The song is actually called
Yes, I remember that. That's what the song's called. Dude, it killed at the MTV Video Music Awards that year, I remember.
Yeah, there should be a Weird Al class, like in GRC, like graphic communications too. Totally. Like the way that he does his sets and stuff, like e-theater, there could be Weird Al theater class. There could be Weird Al
Weird Al music class. Appreciation.
Yeah, it could be a good GE.
You should start that up. You should start a Weird Al music appreciation class.
When I was in school, I took a class called, what was it called? It was Music and Movies and Television was what it was called.
Nice.
And we just watched Star Trek movies. And like old sitcoms. It was awesome.
I thought you were going to stop at Star Trek. You're like, we were just watching Star Trek. Star Trek?
Movies and television.
Oh, okay.
But mostly Star Trek. Yeah. Mostly Star Trek.
That's weird, man.
Our teacher was a trekker, not a Trekkie.
What's the difference?
And there was another class I took.
What's the difference?
I think they call themselves Trekkers, not Trekkies.
What's a Trekkie?
I don't know.
Is Trekker when you get married and Trekkie is when you're single? Hang on. Like Mrs. and Miss? Oh, you're looking it up?
There is considerable disagreement. Oh, hang on.
Is Trekkie a female and Trekker is a male?
Hang on.
Is Trekkie a minor and Trekker is a senior?
According to Wikipedia, there is a considerable disagreement among Star Trek fans over whether to use the term Trekkie or Trekker. Some say that Trekkie is frequently depreciative, thus not an acceptable term to serious fans who prefer Trekker. The distinction existed as early as 1970. By 76, media reports acknowledge the two types of fans. There's Trekkies and there's Trekkers. She described herself, this teacher, as a Trekker.
What's the difference?
There's no difference. Trekkers think they're more serious. I think Trekkers consider themselves more serious fans. But I took other social...
Trekkers are the ones that speak Klingon and stuff like that.
Probably. I took other classes from this teacher in college and this professor who were communication as a social force. And we studied Star Trek and its reflection on society in terms of women and gender roles and also race roles and relations on TV. You know, it was one of the breakthrough shows in terms of a white man kissing a black woman, Uhura. Her role changed over time too, and she became somebody who didn't just repeat what the computer said and so on and so forth. So it was really, and in the new versions, the Next Generation and everything else. So we had to learn a lot about that.
So Trekkies are the ones that go to the cinema and watch the movie. Probably. Trekkers are the ones that learn to speak Klingon.
Yeah. So my wife, I guess, would be a Trekkie.
Trekkies are the ones that watch the TV show and read the end credits.
I would imagine.
Trekkers are the ones that get married in the Romulan church.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Although I know very little about it. You could look up, there's a good Wikipedia entry on it. So check it out. On that note, I think we've run our course for today.
Yeah.
J.D. Scroggin.
I guess.
If you like our podcast and you've made it this far, you might want to share it with somebody who you know, who you think also might like our podcast. Remember, you can find... you can find the Hurricane and Scroggs podcast on fansmanship.com, but you can also find it on Stitcher, which is an app for your iPhone or Android device. And you can also find it via iTunes.
Whose voice are you doing?
I don't know. I'm just doing a random robotic-ish.
Is that what that was?
I don't really know what it was.
Robotic-ish?
I don't know really where it came from. That's the official term. I don't know how to describe it.
If you want to create a creepy AI, pattern it after that voice.
Pattern it after this voice. You can also find J.D. Scroggin on Twitter at SlowCollegeBeat or rebelmouse.com/JD Scroggin, or you could just pick up a newspaper if you live in San Luis Obispo, the Tribune, and you can find all his fabulous sports writing there. You can also find me at Fansmanship on Twitter, at Owen Main on Twitter sometimes. You can also find me facebook.com/fansmanship, or if you really have a show idea or something, you could email me or just find me on Twitter. Yeah, just find me on Twitter. That sounds good. Again, fansmanship.com, if you're not already here, is a good place to find this. And you can also listen to the Fansmanship podcast. I'll have Joe Calero this week, I'm hoping. So.
Ooh, yeah, yes. Joe C. Listen to all of the shows on the fabulous Fansmanship.com podcast network.
Not just Hurricane and Scroggs, but seriously, tell people about it. If you like it and you think it's fun, We'd love to have more listeners and stuff. So that'd be good too. Thanks for listening. We really got
some feedback. One person on Twitter said they like what's crapping in and to keep it.
And that's why I led off the show with it.
Yes.
So see what happens. You ask for it, we give it to you.
Yes.
On the Fansmanship Podcast Network. For JD Scroggin, I'm Owen Main. We'll catch you next time. Tuna shake and a Molotov. I pop 8 pills of Imodium. Turn on a marathon on Nickelodeon. Oh, yeah. Wax my tag, bleach my pits. Give myself epileptic fits. You know it. Custom crocs caress my feet. Yes. Pre-game checklist now complete. Tweet some tweets, blog some blogs.